Section 94. The hearts that yearn after thee, O my God, are burnt up with the fire of their longing for thee. And the eyes of them that love thee weep sore by reason of their crushing separation from thy court. And the voice of the lamentation of such as have set their hopes on thee hath gone forth throughout thy dominions. Thou hast thyself, O my God, protected them by thy sovereign might from both extremities. But for the burning of their souls and the sighing of their hearts, they would be drowned in the midst of their tears. And but for the flood of their tears, they would be burnt up by the fire of their hearts and the heat of their souls. Methinks they are like the angels which thou hast created, of snow and of fire. Wilt thou, despite such vehement longing, O my God, debar them from thy presence, or drive them away, notwithstanding such fervour, from the door of thy mercy? All hope is ready to be extinguished in the hearts of thy chosen ones, O my God. Where are the breezes of thy grace? They are hemmed in on all sides by their enemies. Where are the ensigns of thy triumph which thou didst promise in thy tablets? Thy glory is my witness. At each daybreak, they who love thee wake to find the cup of woe set before their faces, because they have believed in thee and acknowledged thy signs. Though I firmly believe that thou hast a greater compassion on them than they have on their own selves, though I recognize that thou hast afflicted them for no other purpose except to proclaim thy cause and to enable them to ascend into the heaven of thine eternity and the precincts of thy court, yet thou knowest full well the frailty of some of them and art aware of their impatience in their sufferings. Help them through thy strengthening grace, I beseech thee, O my God, to suffer patiently in their love for thee, and unveil to their eyes what thou hast decreed for them behind the tabernacle of thine unfailing protection, so that they may rush forward to meet what is preordained for them in thy path, and may vie in hasting after tribulation in their love towards thee. And if not, do thou then reveal the standards of thine ascendancy and make them to be victorious over thine adversaries, that thy sovereignty may be manifested unto all the dwellers of thy realm and the power of thy might demonstrated amidst thy creatures. Powerful art thou to do what thou willest. No God is there but thee, the omniscient, the all-wise. Make steadfast thou, O my God, thy servant who hath believed in thee, to help thy cause, and keep him safe from all dangers in the stronghold of thy care and thy protection, both in this life and in the life which is to come. Thou verily rulest as thou pleasest. No God is there save thee, the ever-forgiving, the most generous.